Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. The ransomware group Reval took credit for a supply chain attack against the remote management solutions provider Kaseya, using a malicious update to deploy ransomware on enterprise networks. Security analysts estimate at least 8 managed service providers and over 200 businesses were impacted based on telemetry data, with Reval claiming over 1 million systems were locked. Reval says it will make a universal decryptor publicly available for a $70 million ransom. Several large Chinese technology companies, like Baidu, Tencent, and ByteDance, attempted to use a Chinese advertising ID as a workaround for user tracking on iOS when users opted out of letting developers access Apple's identifier for advertisers. Apple continued to block app updates attempting to use the CAID, with the Financial Times' sources saying CAID has lost support and the whole project has largely failed to gain traction. The popular open-source audio editor Audacity released an updated privacy policy that includes provisions for data collection, following the app's acquisition by the company Muse Group back in May. Under the policy, Audacity can collect IP addresses, which will be stored for 24 hours, as well as processor, OS version, and unspecified data for legal enforcement, with data stored in the European Economic Area, as well as Muse Group's office in Russia and in the U.S. In a court filing Tuesday, the Indian government said Twitter no longer had liability protection as an intermediary service against user-generated content in the country after the social network failed to comply with the recently passed IT laws, which require establishing local compliance officials and offices in India. And on Thursday, a lawyer for Twitter told a Delhi High Court under oath that the company intends to fully comply with India's IT laws. Twitter says it already appointed an interim chief compliance officer, with plans to name a grievance officer by July 11th and open a local office within the next 8 weeks. A group of 37 U.S. state and district attorneys general sued Google, alleging it unlawfully maintains its monopoly for the Google Play Store through mandating the use of its payment tools, taking a 30% commission on digital transactions, and claims Google paid developers to not support competing app stores, with an alleged plan to pay Samsung to stop competing with its app store. The lawsuit says while consumers can use alternative app stores, Android displays generally misleading warnings and hurdles to discourage it. Atari announced plans to move away from its current mobile and free-to-play game lineup to focus on a strong pipeline of premium games, with the first game set for release by April 2022. The company plans to either discontinue or sell most of its current mobile offerings, although some successful games with a loyal user base will be maintained. A new multi-year deal will see Peacock get movies from Universal, DreamWorks, Illumination, and Focus Films no later than 4 months after their theatrical premiere, streaming the films exclusively for the first 4 months, as well as the last 4 months of the traditional 18-month pay-one window, with the films heading to other services for the 10 months in between. The deal starts in 2022 and will also see Universal produce exclusive releases for Peacock. Microsoft issued an emergency patch to fix a critical vulnerability dubbed Print Nightmare in the Windows Print Spooler service that could allow for remote code execution with system-level access. The patch is available for Windows Server, Windows 10, Windows 8, and Windows 7. Security researchers Matthew Hickey and Will Dorman found issues in Microsoft's patch for the Print Nightmare vulnerability, finding that while it did fix the remote code execution aspect, threat actors could still use the local privilege escalation to gain system privileges on vulnerable systems with the point and print policy enabled. Further analysis by other researchers found the entire patch could be mitigated on systems using the point and print policy. Microsoft said they are investigating these findings. Mozilla published research on YouTube using crowdsourced data from its Regrets Reporter browser extension, which lets users self-report on videos they regret watching. Mozilla found between July 2020 and May 2021, 71% of regret reports were videos recommended by YouTube, with recommended videos 40% more likely to be reported than ones from search. TikTok began testing a new system in the US to automatically delete content on upload for several categories that violate its content policies, including minor safety, adult nudity, violent and graphic content, and illegal activities. TikTok said it previously tested the system in other markets and found it had a false positive rate of about 5%. And Nintendo announced a new Switch model, offering a larger 7-inch 720p OLED display, available October 8th for $350. The new model also doubles internal storage to 64 gigabytes, includes an adjustable stand, a dock with a wired Ethernet port, and better audio, though still only supports 1080p over HDMI, same as the original Switch. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.